Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about... My favourite number is E, or Euler's number. Now, this aim of this podcast is just to talk about E, to get it out there. E is the everywhere number. It's everywhere in science. And it's something that you really need if you want to get about after dark and do a bit of science on your own. You'll need to know E. But first, let's talk about favourite numbers. So often there's various points in time. I never got asked as a kid, what's your favourite stuff? Because they were never going to give it to me. You know, what's your favourite food? I've never had anyone cook favourite food for me or anything like that. But I overheard other people saying, what's your favourite? And if you've got small kids, they'll go through a stage and they say, what's your favourite such and such? What's your favourite this? What's your favourite colour? Or I'd say, Lyman Alpha or 21 centimetres. There's so much of the actual magnetic spectrum to choose from. And they go, and walk away. What's your favourite pet? Positron emission tomography. No, what? No. A hamster or a bunny rabbit or a koala. Definitely not these parrots, which are spooking me out recently. Definitely not an ibis. The Australia's and the world's, I think it's from ibises are in Egypt, the world's ugliest bird. Or plovers, for instance. Okay, I won't go into pets. I are not my favourite. Or animals, which are not my favourite. Or they go, you know, what's your favourite food? And the conversation goes on. And you know what? They never get along to what's your favourite number. Is your favourite number? Some people go 1 because they're obsessed with themselves. Or 0 because they're depressed. I, because they're an engineer. Or I is their most egotistical number there is. Or imaginary number. So yeah, the I is amazingly imaginary number. Or some people go pi, because they're probably in grade 6 or something like that. They've just learned about pi. It's a pretty amazing number. And there's other people would say Google, because it's such a big number, or infinity, because that's the biggest number possible. Or people would do a negative number, or the temperature of the sun, or the Planck's constant. It's a pretty groovy number and stuff like that. But E is really the most essential. E stands for essential number. Now, E is just a number. It's 2.718. Pi is 3.141. I used to be able to just reel off digits and digits with no effort. It'd be just in there. I'd be a little blah, but I can't do that anymore. So you've got 2.713, and that's a beautiful number. Because if you raise E, and this is real geeky stuff, if you, everyone knows about X squared or X cubed. X squared goes 1, oh, I suppose 0, 1, 4, 9, 16, 25, 36, 49, 64. 64, 81, 100, 121, 100, 144, 169, 13, 14 squared. I can't remember. There you go. My mind is shot. So that's x squared or x cubed. Let's see how I'll go on x cubed. 1, 8, 27, 64, 125. They're just off the top of my head, 6 cubed, 6 times 6, blah, it's gone. Okay, that's the x is the variable, and the cube is the same. Well, if you swap it around and make the square, the variable, so it's go 2 to the x, and that's actually quite easy. Well, 1 to the x is quite simple, because 1 to the anything is 1, so 1 to the 1 is 1, 1 to the 2 is 1, 1 to the 3 is 1. Let's go to the 2. So this gives you an idea of this sort of function. Yeah, so let's go two. So two to the zero is one. Two to the one is two. Two to the two is four. Eight. 16. 32. 64. 124. 254. 512. 1024. 2048. I can't do any more in my head. Those aren't being done in my head. They're just that. So that's 2 to the x. And 3 to the x would go. And I can't do 3 to the x very far. 3 to the 0 is 1. 3 to the 1 is 3. 3 to the 2 is 9. 3 to the 3 is 27. 3 to the 4. Oh, God. 3 to the 4 is 81. Is that right? I don't know. It's just come into my head. 81. So it's that function. So it's a number between 2 to the x and 3 to the x is e to the x, the exponential number, the essential number, the everywhere number, the e. E is 2.14. Okay, my head's really getting a bit fussy around at the moment. And e to the x has the property is that the derivative of e to the x is, drum roll, are you waiting for it? What to do is, what is the derivative? What's the rate of change of e to the x? Well, first thing you do is you write down on the page e to the x. That's it. E to the x, the derivative of e to the x is e to the x. That's Euler's number. Now, what is the, how do you calculate, how do you generate this 1 point thing? It is the limit of 1 plus 1 to the n to the nth. That's something I learned in my memory. I haven't forgotten that, man. So 1 plus 1 on n to the 1th. So the first approximation of E is 1, n equals 1. And so that's 1 plus 1 to the 1 is 2. Not bad for 2.7. The next one is you put 2, 1 plus a half all squared, which is just off the top of my head, that's at 3 on 2, that's 9 on 4, which is 2 and a quarter. I'm not even thinking this, I'm just blurting it out. It could be wrong. So 2 and a quarter, so that's 2.25. And eventually, as you keep on going, 1 plus 1 and a hundredth to the hundredth power will get you pretty much close to E, because it's a compound interest. And it so happens that compound interest, that way of moving through space, is a basic fundamental law of the universe. And you just keep on coming out. So let's have a tour of some of the great functions. Well, it's exponential growth, obviously. But the thing that really gets you. This is a formula. E to the x is an exponential, but e to the minus x squared is the function that rules our universe. It rocks. And that's something called a Gaussian, because Gauss, I think Gauss reconverted, it used to be B, and Gauss made BE. There you go. Gauss meant B was the Euler's number. Euler's number used to be B. He called it E, exponential. That's great. It's got so many E's. And Gauss came up with the Gaussian function, E to the x squared. So let's hear it for a few Gaussian functions. Okay, well, you've got Gaussian optics, which is the stuff when you put light down an optical fiber, it's a Gaussian distribution. Electrons are Gaussian. Yep, I'm just trying to think. Light distribution out of an optical fiber is Gaussian. That's almost everything you have. The first approximation in physics is Gaussian, and Gaussian is the basic, your first Kappa rank wave function. It's easily produced. I think a Gaussian is if you've got a parabolic, a parabolic potential curve. In which which is a I'm just trying to think of how you would describe it. a Coulombic potential. Oh, look, Coulombic potentials aren't parabolic. They're one on R, the potential, and the force is one on R squared. But if you've got that potential, the solution to it is a Gaussian. And so, so my general introduction, I wish I had a brilliant way of telling you what a Gaussian, oh, I had a Gaussian previously, a Gaussian that feels like a pimple. You've got a very good Gaussian approximation on the tip of your nose, just before you're going out to the prom or something like that. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of some examples, real-life examples of Gaussians. It's something all over the place, and it's something really easy to do, and it's great with detectors, because detectors are logarithmic, and so your Gaussian turns into a parabola. So you take the log, the natural logarithm of e to the x, you get e to the minus x, you get e to the, you get minus 1 on x squared. So it just, oh, just makes it really easy, and it's sort of like, you think you're going to science, it's all going to be really exceptionally complicated, and it's not, because it's sort of like this quiz show, and they've only got one question they're going to ask about. They've got this special topic, and it'll be Gaussians and exponentials. And other people can be studying heaps of other aspects of it. You just basically would have to study Gaussians and exponentials, and you've got just so much of science nailed. It's not funny. Thanks for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.